It is the radio segment that isn't buying what you're selling, so stop trying. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. A 56-year-old guy named Scott Garrett recently got pulled over after the cops saw him swerving all over the road. They smelled alcohol on his breath, and he was also slurring his words. He had bloodshot eyes, couldn't walk straight, and that might have been a huge clue as to why he was swerving.
I wonder why that was happening.
But police also noticed there was an open bottle of Sailor Jerry spiced rum on the passenger seat.
That stuff is strong.
I don't even know what Sailor Jerry
is. It's like over
Sailor Jerry?
Proof.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
It's really strong.
So case closed on that one, right?
Yeah.
Actually, no, because when the cops asked him to take a sobriety test, Scott tried the whole one of my relatives is a cop thing, which didn't work. He also asked if they'd just give him a ride home, and they said no thank you to that as well. So then Scott got creative and told officers that they got the wrong guy, and if they really wanted to arrest somebody, they would arrest his dog.
Dog?
Oh, his dog was probably driving. Is that
yep.
what he's saying?
That's what he claimed. He said his dog was driving the whole time.
Yeah, it wasn't him. He had a DD, man.
Unfortunately, his story didn't hold up, probably because the dog wasn't even in the car.
Oh.
Well, the dog ran away, of course. He was drunk driving.
Yeah.
He eventually took a breathalyzer and was three times over the legal limit.
What a coincidence.
I know. It is a weird coincidence. Yeah. He's due in court next month.
I bet that dog was drunk, though.
This next laser story is out of Matawan, New Jersey. A couple named Lloyd and Sandy Howard just hit a huge milestone in their relationship recently by celebrating their 50th anniversary last week.
Wow.
Oh, wow, congrats.
Yeah, what a feat, man. That's a long time.
So how'd they celebrate? Well, the couple got in the car and drove into town to have a very romantic dinner at Burger King.
Oh. What?
That is kind of cute.
For their 50th anniversary?
Apparently, they got married back in 1968. And on their first anniversary, they were running late for a movie, so they grabbed a couple of Whoppers.
Oh.
Then the next year, it was the same situation.
That's cute.
They were in a rush and had to stop at Burger King again. So after that, they decided to do it every single year for their anniversary since.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it now.
I can't believe we're just now hearing about this. You think like the 30th anniversary or the 40th anniversary would have come up in the news, but...
Last week was the 49th year in a row that they've gone to Burger King for their anniversary.
Aww.
The only difference is this time was that all their 6 grandkids were there waiting to surprise them.
Aww.
That's cute. Best thing to happen at a Burger King ever.
Also, the traditional 50th anniversary gift is gold, so Lloyd and Sandy both wore those gold Burger King crowns while they ate.
That is awesome.
Maybe that counts, I don't know. Plus, the whole thing cost under $15, so that's a great
Wait,
value.
Wait, they still had to pay?
Come on, like, Burger King.
Burger
you get a coupon?
Yeah, exactly. Step up, Burger King.
You
can't
Mogo
throw
Whopper?
Them a couple of, Whoppers.
This next laser story is out of Grand Junction, Colorado. A 38-year-old guy named James Reinerson was in jail last month waiting for his trial for menacing, disorderly conduct, and trespassing.
Oof.
But the sheriff's deputies got him confused with another inmate, and they let him out early.
That's cool.
Yeah, well,
James never bothered to correct them. Understandable as to why. Even when they called him by the other guy's name, and he even signed the guy's name on the exit paperwork, so... James headed home to surprise his wife. And the other guy was like, what menacing, disorderly conduct?
Yeah, every prisoner's dream right now.
Yeah. His wife responded by forcing him to go back to jail.
Yeah.
What? No!
You can't, like, it's not like a free card.
It's a wife. Hide me.
No.
You're my wife.
You're still going to get in trouble. She doesn't want to go to jail.
She was angry with him for lying to authorities and even drove him back to the jail herself. When it was all said and done, he was only out of jail for about 2 hours total. But he's still facing a bunch of new charges, including escape, forgery, criminal impersonation, and theft.
Oh, no.
On the bright side, the sheriff's department says, thanks to his wife, it didn't turn into an even more serious situation, which could have wound up way worse for James. And his wife was just like, oh, sweet, more charges? More time away from him? Awesome. This next laser story is out of Chepstow, Wales. That is in Europe, if you didn't know. The city of Chepstow is one of the first cities in Europe to claim that they have gone 100% plastic-free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
How could they do it?
Yeah.
How do you live in modern society? I mean, good for them.
Plastic utensils, bottles, straws, and many other items made of plastic are completely banned by all businesses in the area. So after that happened, it was put into law, and the town hung a huge banner over their archway celebrating their achievement. As the residents looked on, all were proud to see a giant sign that read, "First European city to be officially plastic free."
Yay!
That's awesome. Good job, guys.
There was just one problem, though. After the ceremony, one of the residents noticed that the sign was actually made out of plastic.
Yeah.
No! Oops. What are you doing?
When the news got out, the city council was inundated with media requests. And how did they respond? A local newspaper quoted one member saying, "Cotton was considered, but it would have degraded and torn because of the length of it. We wanted the sign to last for many years, and that's why we went in that direction."
Yeah.
The irony.
Other council members say that they're hoping the town residents will eventually be okay with that, because apparently you still need plastic for some things, including signs, so they'll last a little longer. This next laser story is out of the world of trendiness. Ghosting is one of the biggest dating trends of the past decade, where instead of breaking things off with someone, you just suddenly cut off all communication and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like people have really enjoyed going down the non-confrontational road, so they're not just ghosting their dates anymore. Now, they're just ghosting their jobs.
Oh, what? My God!
People are just, like, leaving their jobs and never coming back?
According to HR managers and job recruiters, there's been a huge trend of people vanishing at various points in the hiring process.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They'll just skip interviews, they'll totally stop communicating after the interview, even if the company wants to hire them, and sometimes they'll even take a job, but then just not show up on the first day.
What? Oh, that means, like, ghost quitting is probably going to happen, too, where, like, you just see Tom walk out one day, and then he just never comes back.
Why is it happening? Experts say it's a mix of a strong job market and, yes, the ghosting trend that people have gotten used to with dating.
Yeah.
According to one recruiting firm, there are so many jobs available now. Good people are winding up with multiple offers, and they'd rather avoid having to tell a company the bad news, so they just stop responding.
Oh, wow. I guess we really don't like confrontation anymore, do we?
This next laser story is out of survey world. According to a new survey, almost half of people say that sometimes they try to avoid handshakes because they're worried about the other person's germs.
Mm.
And here are the five most common techniques that we use to avoid handshakes. Number five is acting like we're looking for something in a purse or a backpack. I'm going to start carrying my backpack with me everywhere.
I'm going to start looking for that.
Yeah.
or you're going to start carrying a purse.
Either one. Number four is pretending to be sick by faking a cough so the other person doesn't initiate a handshake.
Oh, okay.
Number three is right before you shake hands, you pretend to get a phone call.
Oh, sorry.
That's not smooth, though.
Yeah.
Come on, that's
Well, and then
terrible.
It's just rude. Like, you're taking a phone call in the middle of meeting somebody.
Number two is holding our breath and just walking away. I haven't experienced that
one
yet.
Holding your breath?
Why did they hold their breath and just walk away from you? That's weird.
Don't make eye contact.
And the number one most common technique people use to avoid handshakes is fist bumping or elbow bumping.
Yeah, turn it into a fist.
I'll lie sometimes and just be like, "Oh man, I'm just getting over a cold."
Yeah.
And then I'll fist bump them.
I feel like the elbow bump, though, you can automatically know that somebody's, like, OCD about germs.
I just hug everybody. I mean, you have clothes on. It's like chest to chest. Just hug everybody.
You have clothes on when you meet people?
Yeah, Jubal.
That's weird. This guy doesn't worry about germs ever. He just goes right in for the kill.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.